This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Chaos continues in Pakistan today. Legions of police clashed with protesters on the streets 2 days after President Pervez Musharraf called a state of emergency. More than 1,500 people have been arrested since Musharraf took emergency powers of the country. The Pakistani president suspended the country's constitution Saturday ahead of a Supreme Court decision that could have denied him re-election. He ousted independent-minded judges and granted sweeping powers to authorities to crush any dissent. International pressure is mounting on Musharraf. Today, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said the Pakistani president should leave his military post as chief of the army, and he should return the country to constitutional law and order. But the Bush administration signaled yesterday that Musharraf's anti-democratic moves would not jeopardize billions of dollars of U.S. aid to Pakistan. Meanwhile, lines are being drawn in the upcoming nomination vote for Michael Mukasey, the retired New York judge nominated by President Bush to be the next U.S. Attorney General. Yesterday, the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Arlen Specter, said he's bothered by the fact that Mukasey wouldn't define waterboarding as torture during his confirmation hearings last month. But Specter says he's decided to support Mukasey's confirmation. Last Friday, Democratic Senators Charles Schumer of New York and Dianne Feinstein of California also turned in support of Mukasey. But the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy, has pledged to vote against Mukasey over the waterboarding question. The vote is scheduled for tomorrow. Citigroup has a new man at the helm. Yesterday, former Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin was named Citigroup's chairman. Rubin replaces embattled chairman and CEO Charles Prince, who resigned in the wake of a $6.5 billion write-down for the third quarter. After an emergency board meeting yesterday, the nation's biggest banking company estimated it would take additional write-downs from $8 to $11 billion, citing sharp declines in the value of subprime-related securities in the past month. Wynn Bischoff, who heads up Citigroup's European operations, has been named interim CEO, while a special committee looks for a permanent replacement. Finally today, there really is nothing like a little Bob Seger to get you going on your last day in space. That was the wake-up music this morning for astronauts aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery today as they wrap up their week-and-a-half journey in space. Discovery's crew has been docked at the International Space Station doing critical repair and construction work on the outpost. Their work included a history-making spacewalk Saturday to repair a generator. Their work means NASA can push forward with plans to launch the shuttle Atlantis in December. It was a tearful goodbye when colleagues said goodbye to their co-workers at the International Space Station. Here's shuttle pilot George Zamka summing it all up.
We've had a great one, but it's time to turn around and head for home.
Discovery is expected to return back to Earth Wednesday afternoon. That's the news, and it's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Thank you so much, Rachel. I think we're going to play some more of that tape later on in the show. And the astronauts literally start crying when they're saying goodbye. Like they're signing each other's yearbooks.
Yeah. And it's kind of intense to be locked away with people on the International Space
Station.
It kind
of makes sense. I guess I'm surprised it doesn't happen more.
And there's one guy who's going home. He's been there for 5 months.
Wow.
Yeah, long time.
Thank you, Rach.
You're welcome.